Hi, I'm Marissa Santoro of In Our Shoes, the place where smart, professional women like you are raising their rank in business today. This piece covers your devil's advocate. What is the devil's advocate? Well, it's basically the person that challenges your ideas. And if you're not yet in the management position or the senior leadership position that you have your eye on yet, know that when you get there, you're constantly going to be challenged by other people, questioned by other people, in defense mode a lot. And that's normal. You're in a new set of shoes. You have a lot of decisions to make. You're calling the shots in a lot of areas. And you're not always going to be liked. And if you've been reading or listening to some of the content here, you'll know that in business, you're not there to make friends. I know as women, it's very easy for us to bond and connect and network with other women because that's what we're really good at and why we excel in so many areas. But at work, you're not there to make friends. So if you're stepping into a new leadership position in a company that you've already been there, you may already have some people around you that may have even helped you get to where you're going. But when you're actually in that leadership spot, you're not always going to be as liked as you were before, and you're not always going to have consensus on the decisions that you make. So this piece, having a devil's advocate, is basically someone who's, you know, as they say, you know, surrounding yourself with a team of people to support you. You should also have one person that's the naysayer, one person that, you know, kind of pokes holes in any idea or, you know, initiative that you may have planned. Now, this devil's advocate is not someone that, you know, you just hire and you say, this is my controversial partner here who's always going to keep me in check. This is just someone that you find subtly as you're working with people. Sometimes, you know, that expression, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. If you're having any concerns about, let's say, someone in the company who's not always on the same page as you and constantly questioning you, you're around them anyway. You're probably needing to interact with them regularly, or they wouldn't have such a stake in what stake in what you're doing. Talk with them, engage them, hear what they have to say, you know, on a one-to-one basis, and use their, you know, their comments, their controversial opinions about what you're doing or what you plan on doing, to really question and fully, you know, think through what it is that you're doing. I think those people are going to happen, you know, naturally in our work, you know, our course of work. Not everyone's going to agree with us, but there's a reason for what they're saying. I mean, they have a legitimate opinion as well. Maybe they were at the company longer, or maybe they have more experience than you. And there might even be a bit of insecurity on your side. If someone's questioning you, you may feel like they're actually right. And, you know, if you agree with someone who's disagreeing with you, then that doesn't put you in a very powerful place and actually minimizes your confidence. So there's the devil's advocate that's very real, the person that is, you know, constantly, you know, throwing shots at your ideas and your opinions, but those people can also be a powerful tool for you as well to engage and to really hear what they're saying without taking any, without going into defense mode and without causing any ripples at work, politically, of course. So that's the official devil's advocate, the person that's always in your face. And so, you know, what my take on that is using it to your advantage. But then there is the unofficial devil's advocate. There may be no one really at your firm who's questioning your motives. Everyone seems to really love your ideas. But you may yourself just need that extra, you know, stamp of approval. Because if you're not opening your ideas to other people who don't think the way you that you do, then you may actually be finding yourself hitting some blind spots. So who would those people be? Those people would be past colleagues that you may have worked with, you know, who don't have a, you know, a stake in what you're doing now. They're not in your company. Just running by those ideas to other people and hearing what they have to say about, you know, your initiatives. And you know, it's the person, the devil's advocate should be the person that, you know, checks in and says to you, well, have you thought of this? And have you thought of that? And what about this? You know, it's really, as women, we're very thorough and we go really, really deep when we're project planning or doing anything, right? If you know anyone that's planning her wedding or a really big event, we think of every little detail. So I'm not questioning at all that we as women need as a crutch another person. And this isn't even a woman thing. I think any person in a management position needs a devil's advocate, someone who just says, you know what, sounds great, but have you thought of this and have you thought of that? Just somebody who might be looking out for you and for the blind spots. And it's not someone, you know, you can easily just pull out of the hat at work because it's too political and it's too close to home. So this person should be someone you formerly worked with, maybe someone in another company who you just happen to know and you just want to run by those ideas. And likewise, they would do the same for you. Now, if you're not yet in the leadership position that you want, then maybe you should talk to a person as well who could offer their opinion on what you should watch out for as a career move. You know, maybe you feel you are qualified and you have the experience and you have, you know, the resume and all, but are you really ready for that role? And I'm not here to tell you that you have to be 100% ready. I've talked about this before if you look at some previous content here. Never worry about not being 100% ready for that next role. It's okay. Even if you're 70% or 60% ready, if you know you can step up and do the job, that can work as well. Just knowing that you're going to give it your all. You're not going to be snowed in and completely underwater. You know you can still survive. Go for it. But just know that before you step into that next leadership role, check in with people. Check in with this. You know, I don't want to call them the naysayers, but the ones that really have your back. The people who have your back should be your devil's advocate. The people who would say, you know what, did you cover yourself here, and did you really look out and from every angle? As humans, you know, we want to surround ourselves naturally with people who are going to support us and take us to the next level. And that's really important. But we don't often think of the people, you know, who can really help us see our ideas in a different angle, in a different point of view. And that point of view is very important because that could save you down the road from possibly, you know, omitting something in your project or your plans in that role, which you didn't even see or think of. And maybe it's because of your experience level, or maybe it's because you just didn't think about it. I've read, you know, stories on women in high profile positions that have actually hired as permanent placements their devil's advocate. I mean, this is a very real position. It's just that as you're growing your career in a company, it's not something that you can just hire someone to do. I mean, that's just not realistic. The message here is to find that person, whether officially, the very real person who's constantly knocking your ideas out, just listening to what they have to say and leveraging you even further. And unofficially, someone who has your back on a personal level and really just wants to make sure you look out for all your blind spots. It's not often talked about, but finding your devil's advocate, very essential, especially in your career shoes as a woman. Going gutsy. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks.